This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. President Biden's visit to Dearborn today coincides with three protests intended to draw attention to the battles tearing up Gaza. Here's what protesters sounded like at the Dearborn police station earlier in the day. Israel and Hamas are locked in a two-week clash that has dominated international headlines for 9 days. Michigan's Arab American population is diverse, with many ties in different parts of the world, but this conflict is deeply felt by many Michiganders with Palestinian roots. Michigan Radio's Caroline Yannis is in Dearborn today and joins us now. Hi, Caroline.
Hey, April.
Can you tell us a little bit about who helped to organize these protests? Do you get a sense that it was advocacy groups or a little more grassroots?
I would say that it's pretty grassroots. I was at a rally Sunday and I'm at another one today, and those were put on by college students at Wayne State Student for Justice in Palestine. And this one was kind of organized in the past couple days. They only started planning it this Sunday. And so people, this community has kind of really come together really quickly to sort of respond to the concerns of the community and the pain that I think a lot of them are feeling.
Can you give us a sense of the size of the crowd, which we can hear behind you on scene?
Yeah, wow. There is 1,000 people here today, at least 1,000 according to the organizers, and it sure looks like you got people wearing their keffiyeh scarves, you've got a ton of Palestinian flags, people carrying signs. There's a lot of people that they've showed up and they've shown out today.
Caroline, between today and the protests you covered over the weekend, what are some of the common themes that folks were telling you about why they were out?
Well, I think there's, you know, despite the pain that people are feeling because of what's going on in Palestine, there's a real sense of hope that people are paying attention to what's going on, to the airstrikes by Israel and the violence that they're experiencing there. This is the kind of thing people have said that they could have lost their job for in years past. And they're really appreciating this renewed recognition. They've called the airstrikes by Israel and the planned evictions, acts of apartheid and ethnic cleansing. And it's really a new thing for them to be recognized as such by a wider audience, for these sentiments to be received. So I think people are really overwhelmed by what they perceive as sort of this new wave of support for Palestinians.
Caroline, President Joe Biden has a strong record of supporting Israel, and he's continued to say in his most recent comments this week that Israel has a right to defend itself from rocket attacks by Hamas. How are folks at the protest reacting to those kinds of statements?
Well, I think there's it's kind of hard for people to talk about the violence that their family members and their loved ones have experienced, but they perceive Israel is being the aggressor. They have come and they've evicted people, kicked them out of their homes, kicked their grandparents out of villages. And so for them, they perceive Israel as being the aggressor. And they say, what about the Palestinians' right to defend themselves? And they feel like there's not really a balanced perspective from the White House. What about the human rights violations committed against Palestinians? Why was there no mention of those? That sort of thing.
Yeah. The conflict between Israel and Palestinians has been going on for decades now, but a number of people have noted that there are some differences in the temperature associated with the latest clashes in Gaza. Have any of the protesters said anything to you about what might be different this time?
Yeah. So they think that social media is really playing a key role. People are kind of documenting what's happening to them as it happens, both in Israel and Palestinians alike. You have people showing these demolished buildings. You saw that AP and Al Jazeera press building fall down live as it happened. So I think there's kind of a renewed horror almost with that people are watching this sort of violence unfold. And social media has kind of become a really powerful tool in making people aware of what's happening as it's happening.
Michigan Radio's Caroline Yannis on scene in Dearborn today. Caroline, thanks very much. We'll watch for your reports on the website.
Thank you so much, April. Have a good one.
You can read Caroline's reporting at michiganradio.org.